What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Could this be the greatest love story of all time? But only if you get your butt on a plane. Are you getting your butt on a plane today?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Don't do it for you. Do it for us. We need this.
You need this?
We need this. Cassie and I have been with our men's for almost 20 years. We need this.
Do you know what I do at night, Abby? I'm married, and after the kids go to bed, I go sit in my car and watch Netflix. Now, Kristen has very graciously offered me her house to chill out at, and I will take her up on that. Sometimes I need to be close. I sit in my car and watch Nobody Wants This by myself, all right, while my husband is inside doing his thing. And it's not because I don't want to spend time with him. We just can't watch TV inside our RV because the kids will wake up. I need you to go to London and get firemen carried so my pitiful existence can have some spark in it while I get through this season of life.
Okay. So for a backstory, if this is your first time listening to the show, you're probably like, what the heck is going on? About 6 weeks ago, I took a big vacation, spent a week in Dublin, a couple days in London, and a sorority sister canceled on me, so I decided to go on a date because I had no one to hang out with in London, and it was a really magical date. Like, it was just really wonderful, and I had an amazing time, and I had only booked like a day and a half to spend in London, so I had to go back, and the entire plane ride home, I was just like, I shouldn't be on this plane. I should be getting a forehead kiss in an English pub right now. I should not be here. So I was just kind of like determined to go back, and I had pretty much been begging for a couple of days off so I can go back. And now that I'm supposed to be leaving today, I'm just kind of like, what am I doing?
What am I doing with my life?
What am I doing?
What am I doing? Living out every girl's romantic fantasy.
Like flying to another country, getting your passport stamped. So
for your international love. There's a song about this. International love.
It's international love. But it's been 6 weeks at this point to where the date is starting to feel like a figment of my imagination.
It wasn't, Abby. We were here when you told the story.
I know.
And it was incredible.
You're gonna let too much time pass.
Too much time has passed, which is why I was trying to go back ASAP, because I'm like, the more time that passes, the weirder it's gonna get. Mm-hmm. And now I'm here, I'm like, do I even remember what he looks like? You know what I mean? Like, it's becoming so faded in my memory that I'm kind of like, maybe it wasn't that great. Maybe I'd like made it up in my head. Like, maybe, you know, I had one too many Guinnesses and I've just like conjured this up in my mind, and it's just going to be like such a letdown when I get there.
Okay, you had told us the other day that you have done something similar and it completely backfired and blew up in your face.
Yes, and so this is my second rodeo, maybe flying out to see a man. And I think I may have told this story on air before, like in my first couple of weeks, but I had like a massive crush on this dude in college. And granted, this was maybe not as well planned and well thought out as this time around is going, but I knew this is me stepping into crazy. This is me cannonballing into psycho. I had family in the city that he lived in, and I thought, you know, maybe I'll just go out and visit that family for the weekend, and I'll just conveniently hang out at this bar that I know he goes to a lot, and we're just going to bump into each other and, like, fall in love with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short, he, like, hard launched his girlfriend that weekend.
Oh.
And so it was just kind of, like, worst case scenario. So I was like, this is humiliating. And to be fair, that's more in the category of I've made it up in my head, whereas this is like more real. But still, I'm like having PTSD from the shame that I felt of like, God, I'm just so stupid thinking that like life could be kismet and magical when in reality he was in bed with another
girl.
You're
not stupid, you're bold.
Yeah. One person's stupid is another person's, but I get it. There's a thin line. I don't know. The first time around was pretty stupid. That was not smart.
Well, the first time around, your crush didn't fireman carry you to another bar. You didn't have an enemies to lovers banter thing going on. Did you spend the entire night drinking and flirting with him?
No.
No, but did you do all that with London Boy?
Yes.
I feel like this is one of those moments that when you go, no matter what happens, like let's say it goes and it's a dud and you don't have that same magical spark, you can still look back and be like, I invested in myself. This was a really cool thing for me to do. I took a chance on love, so it didn't pan out. Now I've got a cool story to tell. And if it does work out, you have a really cool story to tell.
On Monday. So that's where I'm at. I was looking at Delta and I was like, gosh, I should just pocket the money, cancel the flight, like... But then he texted me last night, and I was like,
"Perfect,
I'm gonna go." So thanks, King, for texting me and reassuring me that I should at least go for it.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Wondering
what would happen.
You don't have to disclose if you don't want to, but how was the text? What was the text?
I'm not gonna say anything.
She going to London. She gonna get us all.
Ooh, drop your socials so we can follow the whole trip.
I thought you were about to say social security number.
No.
Oh, it's at the Abby Murphy. I will be posting because he doesn't follow me. I was very particular about him not following me because I was like, I don't want this man to know who I am. I'm going to be a little bit cryptic. I'm not going to be like super in your face about posting just in case he has like a burner account or something, which I don't think he does. But yeah, if you want to follow along on the journey, I fly out at 5 tonight. The Abby Murphy on Instagram.
Yay!
The Burt Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No.